This is Ignition Point, Clayton Bradley Academy's podcast, where every day we work to help students excel through critical thinking, problem solving, collaboration, and use of our lifelong guidelines and life skills. Today's podcast is an interview with Jackie Adkins about the Toshiba MSTA Explore Vision program that we do in our middle school. Sometimes we just refer to it as a middle school STEM fair. This part one will be with Becky, and then Dan DeMarcus, our eighth grade teacher, will join us for part two. So at this time, we join the podcast with Becky Adkins and host Kendall Tickett. We'd like to welcome to the podcast today Becky Adkins. Becky teaches our sixth and seventh grade science, and today we're talking about Explore Vision. So Becky helped bring Explore Vision to CBA. And we want to talk about like why that's the case, what is Explore Vision for people that are listening, and there could be people listening that might be interested in Explore Vision, and we'll try to put a link in the description so that if somebody wants to click on something, they can go find out some more information. But why don't you just start with giving us what is Explore Vision? I know you've even went to a conference and helped represent Explore Vision, so kind of what is it, and so that people listening get an idea of why we're even having this discussion today.
Absolutely, Kendall. So Explore Vision is a digital STEM fair in the United States and Canada, and it's open to students in both private and public schools in grades kindergarten through 12. And its mission is to really promote collaboration, problem solving, critical thinking, and a true sense of ownership in terms of stewardship for our planet, which I think align beautifully with CBA's mission statement.
Absolutely. I was going to say the words that you were using there are the words that we use to help open the podcast. It's who we are at CBA, the collaboration, the critical thinking, the problem solving. And that it's a digital component because we are a school that embraces that technology component. And so finding ways for students to use that digital component in a positive way, that's really exciting too. So when you saw this for the first time, I don't know where you came across Explore Vision, but when you saw it, obviously you're seeing those things that connect to our mission and who we are at CBA. But you as a science teacher teaching middle school, what like was that light bulb of like, hey, this is something that I want to spend some time with?
This is a really interesting component for me. I first heard about Explore Vision in 2019 in two places. I was teaching in Marion, Arkansas, and I taught freshman physical science. And I had a group of students approach me. They were 11th graders. I had had them a few years before, and they told me about Explore Vision. And they had a project idea, and they asked me to be their coach.
Oh, nice.
And so I coached them through that singular project in 2019. I also went to an NSTA conference in Cincinnati that year, and I went to a booth and visited there and spoke to some representatives or ambassadors for Explore Vision. I collected some paperwork, wrote down some emails, but I really put a pin in that due to COVID and due to my transition and my move back to middle school and also my move to Eastern Tennessee and to Clayton Bradley Academy.
Yeah. Well, you know, the NSTA, National Science Teachers Association, that conference is amazing. I've been to it a couple times myself, and it's always cool when it's close enough that you can go to it and not have to deal with maybe airfare and that sort of thing.
Yes.
Of course, when you were in Arkansas to Cincinnati, that may, I guess you probably did have some airfare there. But there's a lot of really cool things that you find out at those conferences. And one of those things are these booths that are set up. And it's, you know, it's one of those that a lot of those booths are trying to sell you something or whatever. But there's a lot of really cool ideas in those places just to kind of glean from. And so when you find that one thing that you're like, hey, this is something I want to come back to, that's always exciting. And hearing how you interacted with it then with some of those students, that's really cool that there were students that were like, hey, we want to do this, and will you be our advisor? As a teacher, that's great, whatever a student's bringing you that. So I'm sure that was exciting for you. So you came here in the middle of a pandemic, and you started that career. You know, we went through all the stuff with COVID. Like you said, you had to kind of set some stuff on the side. As we were coming out of that, you started to birth this idea here at Clayton Bradley. And so what was that process like?
So my first few years of teaching here, I was just really focused on understanding my role as a middle level educator, embracing the school's mission statement, the life skills, the lifelong guidelines, etc. And also, I was really navigating that hybrid platform in 2020. So I was focused more on content, and I was a part of the school's current, at that time, STEM Fair model, which involved project boards. It did have a solutionary focus, which I loved and embraced, and the students, they really responded well to the STEM Fair model here in person at CBA. I noticed that there was no next level for the projects that won. And I also noticed that we were using a lot of consumables at the middle schools or at the middle school level. So I really thought that I could try something new my third year at CBA. And I worked with Mr. DeMarcus to, I guess, bring our STEM Fair to a different level and to give just a different approach and a different perspective while still, again, staying true to our school's mission statement. And to me, Explore Vision seemed like a great fit digitally for our growing student population and for also eighth grade students transitioning to high school.
Absolutely. And last year was our first year doing projects in Explore Vision, correct?
Yes, that's true.
And we saw a lot of success and we had a lot of fun with that. I think the kids really responded well to that. So why don't you walk us through that, your first year doing it with students here at Clayton Bradley Academy and some of the success you saw there, and then also then transition into you and Dan after doing this for a year, you know, looking at this year then and the students. How did you approach it the same? What did you guys tweak along the way to say, hey, let's do this or let's do that, so that students maybe would get a better product or a more polished product to be able to submit?
So with year one, I really had to focus on communicating my vision to Mr. R, to parents, to students, to stakeholders, to the core team of teachers who support the project on our project-based learning Wednesdays here at CBA. And it was a lot of education. I had to dig into the timelines that Explore Vision recommends on their website and find a timeline that would work well for the entire team of students in sixth and seventh grades. Mr. DeMarcus and I also met with Ms. Kennedy to really look at the curriculum and make sure that the project align with NGSS disciplinary core ideas, as well as science and engineering processes that we assess every single quarter.
Yeah.
And we could see a definite connection. So we really hit the ground running in sixth and seventh grades in late August. And Mr. D decided to take a different approach, and he did a more condensed version, which is also on the Explore Vision website. It's a more flexible model. It's a four-week timeline for the eighth grade students. And we just lived that process last year. And we were very successful at submitting all of our projects on time by the January 31st deadline.
Yeah. And I know last year we saw a lot of really cool success in that with not just winners, because we did have several winners. We even had one group that went on to the next step in the process, which was really cool to see and be a part of. But just seeing those final products that students were able to do, it's always cool to see that, hear them present it, hear them talk about their process of how they went about selecting their product, what they were able to do in their groups, that collaboration component. There's so much of that happens in project-based learning that sometimes people always want to focus on like the final product and in a competition, did you win or lose or whatever. But we really want to see that whole progress of how did they work together in groups? How did you get through problems? Because when you're working in groups, you're going to have problems, right? So how did you do conflict resolution? How did you meet your timelines and your deadlines to get to where you wanted to be? And we see that in this project. And really in middle school, you know, we see this in two ways, right? So we see it in Explore Vision, but at the kind of the same time frame, they're also working on National History Day and NHD stuff. So both of which have this finished product that kids are trying to get to, and the timeline's almost the same. So how do you manage that with sixth and seventh graders we do a lot teaching in our elementary of how to do projects. That's a component of who we are, right, at Clayton Bradley.
Yes.
But what is that like in middle school? Because the middle school brain, we've talked about a lot on the podcast, but we talk about as a school, you know, there's a lot going on in that middle school brain. There's a lot of change that's happening. There's a lot of sometimes wheels fall off and everything else. But what's that like as a teacher of having to help kids get through two pretty major projects? And that's on top of then all the other things that are happening, right, in your classrooms and in other stuff. So what is that like in sixth and seventh grade?
I think the biggest life skills that I integrate and focus on during the Explore Vision process would include pride in your work, perseverance in your project, and true organization. That really involves working with all of your core teachers to make sure that you're submitting your project portions by the deadline so that the teachers can check in with you, they can evaluate your work, give you timely feedback, and give you time to make edits and changes. And this check-in process for me and the sixth and seventh grade students, this goes on and on and on, again, for 4 months.
Yeah.
Ms. Keating also worked with me in quarter two to help evaluate their writing and to give feedback as well. We collaborate in a Google Classroom, which is wonderful because it allows students to collaborate even in different classrooms on one digital document and submit that document for feedback.
Nice.
Also, I'm working with Mr. Otis to make sure that the NHD requirements do not become too taxing or overwhelming for the students. We want all of the work to be done here at school with teacher supervision so that we can really provide a lot of support for the students. And we want to build their confidence and self-efficacy as they work through the project.
And I have personal students that have gone through middle school here and are currently in middle school as well. And seeing that on the parent side, that's really nice. It's refreshing for me. And I know, you know, there's a lot of reasons why you guys do the way you do, but you know, both of these projects are major projects that have major products at the end of it. But as you said, you guys are managing that to where the process is happening in the class during the school day. And it's not just this send it home, you know, do it at the house when you can. You don't know how much parents are doing. You don't know how much the student's doing, that sort of thing. And it's nice to just see that. And I would ask mine all the time, you know, is there anything you guys need to do? And occasionally there would be a work night or there would be a come in work early before school where they're trying to get maybe some final pieces or get some help on something. But for the most part, this is all just stuff that happened during the school day. And that, to me as a parent, is very nice because, you know, outside of the school day, we all know this. We've all had our own kids, right? That it gets crazy in the evenings, right? It gets crazy to try to do some big thing at the house for the classroom. And it's really nice to have teachers that are supporting in that way to say, hey, we're going to work on stuff that we can do in the classroom on our own time. There occasionally are going to be things that the kid may have to research at the house or they may have to do. But for the most part, this is stuff that we're going to do in the class. We're going to give you class time to do that. And that's really nice. And so it's really cool then to get to those final products and know that this is the kids' work. This is their group was able to figure this out. The teachers were supporting and giving what support they needed, but the kids were the ones, and you see that pride, like you mentioned then, when they're talking about their project and why they did what they did, you can see them lighting up and really having information and knowledge about that. It's not just a cool idea that maybe my dad gave me or a cool idea that I heard on this YouTube video or whatever, but they have pride in what they've created, and that's really exciting. So when going from year one to year two, what were some things that you and Dan as teachers looked at to say, here's some things we learned or here's some things we did to make this process better?
So I truly feel that Mr. DeMarcus and I had a lot more momentum with the year two projects. Personally, I knew how to front load a little heavier with some ELA skills, and I knew really what to expect in terms of, you know, lulls or like times over the course of the project where I noticed that student motivation had been a little low in the previous year. So I build in, for instance, a classroom transformation, a cafe of sorts where we met together in a coffee shop setting to really launch our projects. And we had some snacks and some really cool teas and lattes, and students were able to, you know, just get into a cool vibe and talk about their projects and get excited.
Yeah.
We also came up with a way to incorporate the web page building, which is more of a design and creative process, halfway between the writing process. So it gives students a break from the writing intense assignments and allows them to express themselves creatively through digital models, digital components, building those sample web pages. And many students just find that's very refreshing and fun, but it's still a required component of their project that they will share with their parents and their special guests on our project showcase day.
Yeah. And it, you know, there's so much component that is that integration piece that we really look for at Clayton Bradley in this project. And I think it's has a lot of value in that way, from the coffee shop idea, which I thought that was a great thing that you were able to do. And I know you had little they weren't lattes, I don't think, that you were passing around, but
no, just some chocolate milk with what I called cold foam, which was whipped cream. But hey, the students
really bought into it. They had a blast, right? And you were able to transform your room in that way to give that kind of relaxed discussion, but then also the technical components of how do you build a website, how do you do the you know, those kind of things. So that's a really cool area of that integration that we look for in Clayton Bradley, of these projects that are not just a research this, write a paper, or research this, make a board, but you're able to pull in the technology component, pull in a way to have that coffee shop, like, let's talk, let's collaborate, let's see what other people are doing. And that's all building those skills that we want our kids to have, right? We want our kids to be able to have a discussion with somebody in a professional way. We want our kids to be able to know how to do some of these things down the road that are going to be very helpful for them as they go off into the next stage and step of their life, right?
This has been the Ignition Point, Clayton Bradley Academy's podcast, where every day we work to help students excel through critical thinking, problem solving, collaboration, and use of our lifelong guidelines and life skills. If you'd like to find out more about our school, you can visit us on our webpage, www.claytonbradleyacademy.org, or you can find us on social media sites at CBA STEM or at Clayton Bradley Academy. We hope you have a wonderful day.